With me in the studio is Commissioner Fritz Sabagna. We had a county board meeting yesterday. And let's start off by talking about budget, since that's what you guys talk about a lot.
Boy, it seems when I ran for this job, I didn't know it was going to be so much talk about money. But yeah, the budget. We're working hard to keep it to a nominal increase in taxes. We've pretty much decided we're going to use most of our federal BWCA money, and that's actually money that the county gets from the federal government for the land. The BWCA land, it's called a payment in lieu of taxes because a government entity owns the land within a county because of all the laws going back into history. That's the way the system's set up, and the feds pay us a healthy sum for that land, because otherwise we could sell that land and homes could be built on it or whatever. So we've get about $1.5 million a year from the federal government for that land, and some of it goes to the schools, some of that money, but statutorily goes to the schools. But we've decided to throw in about $600,000-$700,000 of that, you know, to as a budget relief measure, you know, or a levy relief measure. So we're kind of sitting there looking at around our doc, you know, talking. And we won't finalize this until December, till the final date. That's how we do it in our county. The reason for doing that is changes in law come in and different economic numbers come in. And so we don't finalize that budget until December, and we'll probably be somewhere around a 1-2% increase in taxes. And so, I mean, but everybody's taxes is probably going to go up, I've heard.
Well, yes, as a matter of fact, we're going to be doing a feature on that next month. But also, not much help from the state, because they keep cutting your aid. So.
Well, on that measure, on that's cutting the aid. They've cut some of the small local government aids, and they also got rid of this market value credit, which is a real convoluted thingamajig, absolutely difficult to understand. What it does is kind of lowers the evaluation of your property in part as well. And so when that happens, a certain particular piece of property, it has a lower value. All the values of the land in Cook County have dropped because of that and the market. That's market credit. And what happens then is then tax rates go up in order to get the money that the government needs to operate. That's
well, speaking of taxes, let's talk about the 1% tax. There was an update from Orb Management on the community site location. Do we know any more about what they're going to do with that?
Boy, we received a really rational, balanced letter from Orb and the architects, the team. And they recommended going with the northwest corner of which would be north of Pappy Wright Field, right, and east of the horse park that was built about 5 years ago or so. And they recommended that for a number of good substantial reasons, being one, construction would not interfere with any of the ongoing activities or programs that occur. It's out of the way, safety and people moving back and forth. That's when you're building, that's a cost to building when you have to secure areas that people can't enter or clear areas and things fall down. And that's part of the cost of building, and that doesn't happen. The other thing is it's the exposures, southern exposures for solar gain as far as warmth in the building going out, all that stuff. That building can be kind of, in that location, can be orientated any old way that someone desires. And so there's a positive effect there. Also, some of it can be built into the earth, which is a insulation value there. Plenty of room for parking.
Wouldn't affect the tennis courts?
Won't affect the tennis courts. There's no tear out, involved in that. It's completely empty land. And, you know, the I side with that that group of people that doesn't want to tear things out. I hate to tear things out that were built, especially when they're, you know, if they're old and raggedy and need reconstruction or inefficient, you know, it's time to move on and get rid of it. But when you've got perfectly good working systems going, so why tear it out? Just let it happen and let the people keep doing it, you know.
Well, one of the other requests, which I didn't think anybody really expected, maybe, was a request from the Cook County Historical Society for the use of 1% money. What did they want that for?
Well, they wanted it to put an addition onto the addition, which has been there about 5 years, going east towards Lake Superior, and they just want to put this big room on, you know. And the selling point on that was the lens from the old lighthouse or something like that, which is really funny because a year ago, Pat Zankman walked me through and showed me in the new addition where they're going to put the lens when they got it, when it came, you know. So all of a sudden, here's a faction within the Historic Society wants to put this addition on, and I guess we voted that down, out, didn't accept that proposal. Fundamental rationale was that the 1% project went through many years of public meetings and information sessions and discovery sessions about what would be the proper amenities or to add to the county, you know, that would be valuable for economic and cultural survival, and there was never any mention of that particular project from the Historical Society being part of it. It was never brought up by anybody, and our feeling of the board, I feel, is that the voters of the county voted on the 1% tax in on the information that was available at that time, and that's what they voted for. Now, it could have gone the other way, and they could have not accepted that 1% referendum, but they did, and they did that based on the information that had been developed over the past 3-4 years and what was the newspaper articles and the verbal back and forth between people. That's what the vote was, and the board kind of felt that in order to be unloyal to those voters, and by voting for this proposal by the Historical Society would have been a stab in the back for those who felt that they voted for the programs that were mentioned back at the time of the referendum.
Well, we only got a couple of minutes left here, and speaking of building, you had a work session, and they were talking about preliminary plans for Cook County Highway Department. Where do we stand with that? Because that's been in and out of the of discussion for over a year.
Well, that's been in and out, you know, and the fact that, I guess, as a commissioner, the fact that it keeps coming up, Shea Kosmowski was engineer, and now David Betts is engineer, and it keeps coming up about the working conditions at the county garage. You know, if you got a home, you do what you can do, you know, but when you're spending taxpayers' money, you try to look for, you got many people working, and you do analysis of how efficient is the operation, how much time is being wasted because of cramped quarters or inefficient parking, or every minute is a dollar. You know, and basically, so it came up, the building is what, 30 years old, 35 years old. The engineering department where the guys do their drafting and that kind of stuff is like, I mean, I once had the opportunity to take a job in a similar situation years ago, and in a really nice lighted draft room with outside a lot of big space, you know, 10 feet between each table and that kind of stuff, is really like a heaven kind of place if you want to be a draftsman, you know, designing lawns. That was what the job was about. But this is just cramped in and totally like it's kind of like the behind Tracy's desk here, you know, all these things sticking up. There's no room to do any work or spread things out. That's a real tight area, you know. There's exhaust problems. There's every time you walk into the building and you do some talk to Ann or Lisa or go back in the office talk to David or Russell. There's exhaust coming in from the side where there's a vehicle in the mechanics room and those kind of things. And there are some, you know, major borderline stuff. The building's kind of inefficient to heat, although it was revamped here a few years ago and insulation and windows were changed. And flow through is parking is another thing. Let's see what else. The fuel depot is nearing its end of its basic life.
So we're going to be talking about this for some time in the future, I take it.
I think we're going to be talking about it. I think the architect came up with a couple of good designs. You know, you can either tear into what you got there and remodel and then add on, you know, but you spend half of that. If you're doing $1 million project, you're probably spending $500,000 of it, just with staff time or just tearing things out, moving things, getting rid of things, you know, to adapt to the new materials. So you end up with and you don't get a gain of value of much. You're pretty much still in the same spot. Then another major problem is the bedrock situation there, and to add on to that building there would have to be blasting, and then that may damage the foundation or parts of the building. And also there's water creep. Sometimes water comes into the building from ground level because it's just sitting on a shelf of rock.
Well, it sounds like we're going to have to revisit this, and maybe the next time I talk to you on the air, we'll have another report on the
highway department building. Well, I doubt if this one will move too fast. David Metz kind of goes, I don't think the board is too interested in doing this.
Says, well, maybe not at the moment with the economy the way it is.
Well,
okay.
The economy isn't as bad. It's only bad for those that pay attention to it all the time.
Well, that's another topic. I'm going to let you go, Fritz. We've been talking to Cook County Commissioner Fritz Sabagna about the latest information coming from the county board meeting. Thanks a lot, Fritz.
Thank you.